It is June 20th, 2018. It is a Wednesday, and I hope it's the greatest Wednesday you've ever had, but I'm here to make it just a little bit better. Welcome to the first ever Bare Minimum Podcast hosted by me, Nugget. I am joined today by my wonderful fiance, future Mrs. Nugget, Miss Miranda Zimmerman.
Hello.
Hey, babe. How you doing?
Good.
How's your day?
Good.
What did you do today?
I went to a new teacher training because I'm going to be a teacher.
Where was
that? Well, I'm not going to be a teacher. I am a teacher.
Where was that at?
At our professional learning center.
Oh, yeah? What grade are you going to go teach at?
I'm a first grade teacher.
First grade teacher? Where are you teaching at, babe?
Alamans Elementary.
Alamans?
St. Charles Parish.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
I think I work there too, sweetheart.
Yeah.
I'm a grass cutter over there.
Yes, you are.
Well, we got a little treat for y'all today. What we're going to talk about is we're going to play a little game called Would You Rather? I'm going to ask Miranda some questions. She's going to ask me some questions. We're going to go back and forth and just see kind of what happens. What do you think about that?
Sure. I'm up for it.
All right. Let's see. Let's try our first question. Would you rather lose all of your money and valuables or all of the pictures you have ever taken?
Oh. I want to say the proper thing to say would be all of the proper thing would be to say lose all of your money and valuables.
But
I feel like you could take more pictures and more memories, and you could make more memories. So you don't need all the pictures.
I'd rather lose my pictures, be honest with you.
Why?
I need my money, girl. We need to make money. That's why we're trying to do the podcast, to make money.
Well, yeah, that's what you say. Would you lose all money and valuables, or would you lose all your pictures? The proper thing to say would be to lose all your money and valuables, because your pictures are memories and hold a lot of memories. But me, I would keep my money and my valuables and lose the pictures. I don't know. That's a tough one.
That is a tough one. What? Okay, well, my question is, if you lose all your money and valuables, is that future money and valuables? I don't know.
Okay.
Now do you understand what I'm trying to say?
Well, then you could take it into a light as pictures you have ever taken. Like, physically, the pictures that I have taken might just be of scenery. It might not be of me. So if people have taken pictures of me, I could keep those.
You really don't take pictures of yourself at all.
Like, exactly. Ever. But people have taken pictures of me. So I necessarily haven't taken the pictures.
I feel like we're really getting into detail about this, honestly.
Well.
I don't think that's what this website's calling for, but hey, that makes sense. All right, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
All right. If you guys want to join in on this with this Would You Rather game we're playing, go ahead and leave a comment on the Facebook or when I do make the Instagram and stop being lazy about it. Maybe a Twitter. I don't know. I don't really tweet that much anymore. I really just follow, like, the Baby Cakes general manager, Cookie Rojas, because I feel important when he likes my tweets.
And notices you at the games.
And, oh, I did meet him one time at the game. He's a pretty decent dude. He actually recognized me, and that was just actually kind of weird. I honestly didn't recognize who he was. I got excited after I figured out who it was, but it was 5 minutes later that I realized it was Cookie Rojas, the manager of the Baby Cakes, which is... I guess that's a big thing, being the manager of the Baby Cakes.
Yeah, Baby Cakes are awesome.
General manager, I think he is. Yeah. We really ain't going about to them games too much anymore.
I know.
We really need to get out there.
I love sitting on the levee.
On the levee. It's like $5 a ticket just to get on the levee. Put out a little blanket, hang out there. Hopefully the termites don't come out like they did that last time.
Yeah, I like when the dogs go out there, too.
Termites were swarming that night. I don't even know who they're playing. I never know who they're playing. Like, when we're sitting on the levee, and we lay out a blanket and hanging out, and we start looking up. We see things around the lights, and the termites start swarming. It was like it was snowing termites.
It was nasty.
It was probably the worst experience I've ever had at a baseball game. Well, let's see. We're off topic, but that's okay. Let's see. Next question.
Okay.
Would you rather see... Oh, this is a good one. Would you rather see 10 minutes into your own future or 10 minutes into the future of anyone but yourself?
Okay, 10 minutes.
How about this? How about I change this? I have an idea. Would you rather be able to see 10 minutes into the future or change... Let me see, how can I word this?
Like change like, something in your past?
Like change 10 minutes of your past. Any 10 minutes.
I think change 10 minutes of your past.
Change 10 minutes of your past?
I mean, everything you do, all of your past, you know.
You don't know what's going to happen in the future if you were to change right, something in the past.
Shapes the way
you But if you already see what's going to happen in the future.
I mean, I think there's always some things that
That's
like,
a good question, though.
There's always some things in the past that you're like, why did I do that? Why did I say that? You know, that was not me. That's not who I am.
Yeah.
So.
But what you did in the past makes you who you are now.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. But I think there's always things that, I mean, 10 minutes. I know that's like not a lot.
So well, think about it. Let's say, God, how long ago? How long ago was our first date?
2010.
So 8 years ago?
Yeah.
2018?
Yeah.
So think about that if, you know, I asked you to come hang over at my friend Dalton's house.
Well, do you get to pick the 10 minutes that you change?
Yeah, any 10 minutes in your life.
Then I wouldn't pick that. I would pick, I don't know, something else.
What do you mean pick something? Oh, I'm just saying if, like... Back in the day, if you would have took 10 minutes to be like, I really don't want to go hang out with this guy, we wouldn't be getting married. You know?
True.
10 minutes can, like, really change something.
Yeah, that is true.
Well, that's something to think about. Like I said, anybody listening, you know, go ahead and comment on the Facebook about it, what you think.
What you think.
I think I should post these questions on the Facebook as well.
Yeah.
Just so people can, you know... They don't forget the questions. All right, let's see. Let's move on to the next one. That was a good little one. Let's see. All right, how about this one? Would you rather be famous when you are alive but forgotten when you die, or unknown when you are alive but famous after you die?
So famous alive, now, unknown dead.
Forgotten about when you die. Completely forgotten about. But be unknown now. Like, let's say right now. I'm unknown, but if this podcast were to take off after I die, you know, I'd be famous.
Gotcha. Remember.
I mean, I'm not, I mean, people know me. I'm Nugget.
I think.
The great one.
I don't know. Talking about death, you don't know what comes after.
Makes you nervous.
You don't know what comes after. So I say, live in the moment. Be famous while you're alive.
Oh, wouldn't that be weird looking 10 minutes into your future and then it's just black?
No, thank you.
Freaking crazy. It's like, I'm not leaving the house.
No, thanks.
Oh, man, that would be so scary. What if like you're in like mid-fall or something, like out of a plane? Like you're in the plane and you see 10 minutes later that you're falling out of the sky.
Yeah, no, thank you.
It's like some Final Destination stuff right there.
Yeah, but we're getting off topic with this
question. I'm sorry. I'm just thinking.
I would rather be famous.
Famous.
And then forgotten. Because you remember it when you're alive. Brendan Fraser.
Just like
Brendan Fraser. But he's not dead.
Brendan Fraser, he's got to be dead.
No, he's not dead.
Yeah, there's no way. Hang on.
Brendan Fraser's not dead.
We got to look at this.
Brendan Fraser, 2018.
Let's see this. We're looking this up online. Where's my boy at? God, he has not changed. Look at the forehead on this dude.
Stop.
He's like he's losing his hair, but he's not losing the hair. That forehead's just...
Yeah. He's 49 years old. He's alive.
He's got Peyton Manning syndrome with that damn forehead.
Hey, we're not talking about people.
Oh, my Lord, he's still alive. My God.
I told you.
The man, the myth, the legend. Whatever happened to Brendan Fraser? Okay, that's another day. Brendan Fraser used to be my hero.
Yeah, so to answer
your question. Oh, God, that's a horrible question. Okay, go ahead.
It would be famous, then forgotten. Because, famous, then
forgotten.
Because this is the time that I would remember when I'm lost.
Oh, God, this... All right, I'm sorry. I'm reading to the next question. It's just making me uncomfortable.
Okay, reading.
Would you rather have your shirts be always two sizes too big or one size too small? Could you imagine?
Oh. I'm okay with fit things.
Well, you see me, if it's too small and I go outside in the morning or whatnot, it's one of them really humid days. Oh,
just sweat.
Sticky.
That's disgusting.
Just sticky.
I would say I would be okay with a size too small, but... Mm-hmm. If it was two sizes too big, I could possibly wear it as a dress.
Oh, my goodness.
And I would make
it work. You sound like my mother.
I would make it work.
You sound like my mother.
Yeah.
almost any shirt with that woman who fights it when we say how tall she is.
Yeah.
Because she's 4'11". She'll say she's 5 foot. She gives her that extra, but it's not happening. Any shirt you put on that woman is a dress. Her and her LuLaRoe.
Shout out
to Melissa.
Melissa Boudreaux,
LuLaRoe. I helped her sell some. It was a wonderful show.
You're going to have to link that.
I'm going to have to.
To your podcast.
Definitely page. Link it. So anyway, what'd you pick? Two sizes too big? Or?
I would be okay with both. I would be okay with both.
We need an A or B here.
I can't give you an A or B. I can give you a bare minimum.
Oh my God, the bare minimum. That's not even what this really podcast is really about, but this is just the opening episode to, you know, get to know us.
Yeah.
But honestly, the bare minimum podcast is really supposed to be about us learning about something. Like, the first episode, this is our first episode here, but when we truly get going and we start getting the viewers and we get to, you know, working at this, the Bare Minimum Podcast, our first episode is going to be about podcasts. You know, we're gonna sit down, we're going to learn about it, and we already know the bare minimum of it right now. We really don't know anything about podcasts. I'm just trying to learn as I go. And the first episode, we're going to learn about intros, we're going to learn about music, we're going to learn about copyrights, we're going to learn about all this stuff. And by the end of it, hopefully we'll be some type of bare minimum experts on podcasts. And hopefully I'll be having my other special guest, my brother, Mark Scott. He'll be on with us, learning as well. And that episode should be coming out maybe this weekend, sometime during next week. But we're just gonna get this one going and just see how many people, you know, wanna grow and learn with us. But for right now, we're just having a little bit of fun.
Yeah.
So the next one. Oh, God. Why would anybody even ask this question?
What?
Would you rather live in the wilderness far from civilization or live on the streets of a city as a homeless person?
Okay.
What would you rather?
Streets on the city as a homeless person.
You'd pick that?
Because I know I could hustle some money.
Oh, my God.
And
she go a hook.
No. She gonna be a hooker. No, no, no. I know I could be
pretty
pitiful.
Pretty woman.
I could be
walking down the street.
Stop. I could be pitiful enough to get money and then hopefully do better for myself and get off the street.
What is the number one thing that you notice about a homeless person in New Orleans? What's the first thing you see?
If their shoes are clean,
they're not homeless. The woman looks at the shoes.
If a homeless person's shoes are clean, they're not homeless.
They're just begging for money.
True.
Every time we go out to the city, she doesn't even look at the sign. She doesn't look at the person. Goes straight to the shoes. If those shoes are new, she is going to downgrade them in a heartbeat.
No, I'm not going to downgrade them. I'm just not going to feel bad for them.
She gets so ghetto. They is not homeless. They got new shoes.
Whatever you say. But
anyway, back to what we were talking about. So you would rather be in the streets. Me, honestly, I would like the wilderness. Just me and you are completely opposite people, and that's why we work so well together, first of all.
Yeah.
Because you would love, I would love being in the wilderness.
First of all, hate bugs. So I could never, I mean, I would have to deal with bugs in the city.
You should see her at nighttime trying to take our dog outside.
Y'all, the June bugs. The June bugs.
June bugs everywhere.
Bother me. They sticky. They're just, they just fly wherever they want. They have no regard for anybody around them. They just fly wherever. It's like they can't see if there's a person right there. They just do whatever they want.
They're like little baby roaches almost.
They're disgusting. I despise June bugs.
I become a 10-year-old little girl when I see a roach. I will scream. I've had a roach fly and land on me, and I have screamed. I remember there was one night me and my mom were watching TV, and it was the night we actually shot and killed Osama bin Laden.
You shot and killed Osama
bin Laden? Yes, as an American, we all did.
Okay.
It was a celebrated day. Anti-way, if I was rudely interrupted. We were watching TV, and it came on, and we were all freaking out, getting all excited. I called my brother Chad, who was in the Marines, and we're... It's just, it's an amazing night. Out of nowhere, cockroach. This asshole of a cockroach comes out of nowhere, lands on my finger. I scream like a little girl.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to celebrate my patriotism.
Patriotism.
And then this asshole of a cockroach lands on my finger.
And what did you do?
I ran outside. Screaming. That was horrible. Why would he pick me to land on?
Because he knows.
He knows.
Don't
that's
like
exa-
them.
That's what the June bugs do to you when you go outside. They know you don't like them, and they land directly on you.
I just don't even bother.
We're being joined by another special guest.
This our Bo dog.
It's a dog. His name is Bo. He is our child. Hey buddy, you want to be on the podcast?
Okay. Next question.
Next question. Like I would like to be in the wilderness. She would like to be in the city. Of course.
Just a city girl.
Let's see. All right. Would you rather live your entire life in a virtual reality where all your wishes are granted?
Bo just sneezed.
Jesus Christ. Where all your wishes are granted in virtual reality or live in the real world? That doesn't really split.
Well, I'm living in the real world.
How about live in the real world but have your wishes granted here?
Would you rather live an entire life?
Well, that doesn't make any sense. That's a stupid question.
Are granted, or in the real world?
Well, if we're already in the, I mean, I would like virtual reality. I like video games.
Like, then you would be like, what's that movie? Total Recall
or Ready Player One that just came out.
I didn't see that one.
Me neither, but it looked. Total Recall. That's a Steven Spielberg movie.
Cool.
But I think I would do virtual reality because I love video games.
An entire life in a virtual reality?
You see, it's a simple question, and now we're really getting into this. It's getting there. All right, then. Would you would rather real life?
Hello, what are we living in right now?
But would you rather have virtual reality life with nothing, like, nothing holding you back?
No, I would not.
Really?
No.
Oh, man, I would be so much fun.
Go live in the video game.
Well, I need my Princess Peach with me if I'm Mario.
Oh, you're going to live in the Mario game?
Are you kidding me?
No.
You know how rich Mario is? Just getting coins everywhere, bouncing. Boing, boing, boing. He's got to deal with turtles and stuff. I don't know, Bowser would be pretty much of an asshole.
You're Bowser.
You think I'm Bowser? Yeah, I would say I'm Bowser. I did steal you away. Anyway, we'll move on. All right, let's see. Would you rather... All right, this is a pretty good one. Would you rather be alone for the rest of your life or just always be surrounded by annoying people?
Oh, be alone for the rest of my life.
Oh, God. You're 100%. You're surrounded by me. I'm already annoying as all could be.
You're a person. That says people.
Okay, what if I had a twin?
But you don't.
What if I did?
But you don't.
What if I ate my twin in the womb?
Ew.
Just gained all of their powers.
Okay.
Just superhero.
Back to the question.
No, I could be a superhero right now. I don't even know it.
But you're not.
Thanks for putting down my dreams. I'll just stay with the podcast dreams instead of being a superhero.
Stay with the podcast.
Jesus Christ. It's the first episode. This is the dream. It's all the dream. So anyway, yeah, you'd pick alone rest of your life.
You know, now that I think about it,
God.
I don't like being alone. So I guess I could be with annoying people.
Well, think about it, you're a teacher.
But those are kids.
Kids are, what grade is it you're teaching again?
First grade.
First grade. What is that age group?
6 to 7.
So they're not even, like, at the age where they're even understanding, like, really. They're starting to understand.
They understand. Kids are sponges. They absorb everything you tell them.
They're not getting maturity yet at that age. Like, they're not.
At the end of the year, they're starting to.
They're going to understand 1 plus 1, but they're not going to, like.
They can't understand 10 plus 10.
They're not going to understand what to do when somebody walks up and calls them a butthole.
They'll call them a butthole.
Most likely. I was that kid that would call you a butthole back.
There you go.
Yeah. I am still that butthole.
I like being a
butthole. I think you're an amazing teacher, and I'm very proud of you for getting your classroom.
Thank you.
It's a very celebrating moment in our lives.
It is. New house. New car.
All right, now you're just rubbing it in.
New job. New ring.
Oh, her in the ring. Oh, hey.
New classroom.
I went over there the other day talking to the custodians over there, and they're so excited to have you over there.
They're so sweet.
Even the assistant principal. Or is she the principal?
Miss Perrin or Miss Gomez?
Perrin.
Miss Perrin is principal.
Principal.
I love Miss Perrin.
She was talking about you the other day too. She's really excited to have you there.
Was she real?
Mm-hmm. When I was over there cutting grass.
When?
And I walked in there and had to go grab me a drink of water. I want to say it was Tuesday.
Like yesterday, Tuesday?
Oh God, it was yesterday.
She was talking about
me? Yeah. Look at you getting all red.
Aww. No, because I really do like her, and I was at that school last year for briefly. And she was just so helpful.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. She just was.
Her son's a badass wrestler.
Yeah.
The Bounty Hunter.
We did go see him wrestle.
We need to go see him again. We need to go see him soon.
So far away.
We need to go out there, though. We need, like, at least go take a little ride. At least I need to go stop by and just go see him. Bounty Hunter. I need to go pick up a t-shirt.
You have a t-shirt?
I bought a t-shirt from him, like, months ago.
Yeah, you need to get that.
Hunter, I'm coming for you. I'm coming for my t-shirt. All right, let's see. Would you rather... Let's see. Oh, God, 51st dates. Here we go. Would you rather have a horrible short-term memory or a horrible long-term memory?
Horrible long-term memory.
Have you ever watched 51st Dates?
Yes.
What's the dude's name? What is it? 10-second Greg or something? What is his name?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Greg.
Oh, yeah. See, that's sad.
It's very sad.
That's got to be so sad.
What would you pick?
Have a horrible long-term memory.
Long-term?
Because at least you...
I have a horrible long-term memory.
You have selective memory.
I don't remember when I was a baby. That's long-term.
Yes, good job. You already have that.
Don't you teacher me. All right, we'll move on. That was a sad one. We'll move on to something.
We'll move to
a happier one. How about this? Would you rather be poor but help people, but be incredibly rich by hurting people?
How else do you get rich?
Damn! Cutthroat! She's cutthroat!
No, well, I am poor and I do help people, so.
That makes sense. Makes sense. Oh, God, she's cutthroat, folks.
I just have a good credit score.
Hell yeah, well, if it wasn't for you, this house wouldn't be bought, probably.
Lies.
Yeah. What? The car's in your name because of your dang credit.
So well, it is my car.
What's what happens when you get a credit card at freaking 12?
I didn't get a credit card at 12.
Susie made you financially stable.
No, I got one at 18 when I went to college. And I was smart, and I got a Capital One credit card. Not one of those credit cards that they make you sign up for in college, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Do not get one of those. You need to get one from the bank.
Yeah.
And understand.
I had a Capital One. No.
And do not have a balance of over 50% on your credit card, because that is what messes your credit score up. And always make your payments on time.
And this was your Financial Minute with Miranda Zimmerman on Bare Minimum Podcast.
Tune in for next week's Financial Minute.
I'm just going to give you a whole segment on financials.
Because
financials, is that the word?
Everyone thinks credit cards is everyone, not everyone.
Finances.
People think credit cards are bad, but
I have two, and I did. I got the second one on accident. I thought I was filling out a what's it called? The pre-app or whatever you call it, pre-qualification thing. I thought I was just doing pre-qualification. I just gave them everything.
They just sent you one.
Yep. Oh, here comes another one.
Well. Credit cards are good if you use them wisely.
Yeah.
And not over 50%, and make your payments on time. Get the automatic bank draft.
Okay, let's see. I have.
And don't make minimum payments. Make like, if your minimum payment's like 25, make 50. And then every now and then, throw another 100 in there.
You're so smart.
I know.
You balance me out.
That's why I'm a college graduate and I'm a teacher.
I'm a grass cutter.
No, you're a groundskeeper.
I'm sorry, groundskeeper. There we go. That makes sense. All right, we're going to move on to our next one. And this is, I like this one a lot. This one's going to make you think a little bit. Would you rather have a horrible job, but be able to retire comfortably in 10 years, or have a dream job and you work until the day you die? That's a good one. I like that one.
I say dream job and work the day you die, because me personally, I don't like to just sit around. And if I retire in 10 years, what are the benefits? What are the retirement benefits? Are they till the end of life?
Well, it says retire comfortably. That doesn't mean you're going to retire rich.
I know, but do you get a
like medical and stuff?
Do you get a paycheck?
Yeah.
Or just a whole lump sum. Every month until you die? Or is it only for 10 more years?
See, so right now, I think, honestly, I would do the dream job. No, not the dream job. I would, the dream job until I die. Because right now where I'm working at, I work with a group of guys where I just get along with everybody. You know, I love everybody. I love to talk to people. That's why I have a podcast now. You know, I'm just at a place where I'm just very comfortable, and I like where I'm at. I think that the dream job, like I said, I'm starting this podcast as my, hopefully one day, my dream job. But if I work with the people that I work with now, I really enjoy it. I'm not sure. I mean, yeah, I think I would do dream job until I die, be honest with you.
Yeah, me too.
If it sounds like that we have a little skip in this podcast right now, it's because Bo is being a complete butthole and trying to bark at the neighbors, and we had to do a little edit. I'm still learning how to do the podcast. This is the first episode. Bear with me here.
Yeah.
But yeah, dream job, definitely. Work till I die. Hopefully one day that a podcast could be our dream, or a radio show or something, you know? Just to have a dream job, work till I die. All right. Well, we don't have to do this one because I'm already your true love. It says, would you rather find true love or a suitcase of $5 million inside?
True love.
I'm so sure. I'm already right here, sweetheart. You don't have to sweeten me up. I already got you a freaking ring.
What would you pick?
True love, sweetie.
Uh-huh.
I love you.
I love you.
All right. Let's see. All right. This one's going to make me think.
Okay.
Would you rather be able to teleport anywhere or be able to read minds?
Teleport.
Really?
Yes.
That fast?
I don't want to know if people are what people are thinking of me.
Bo, seriously, dude.
Come here. Bo wants to join our podcast.
Yeah, he's just hanging out with us.
He wants to read minds. He said, Bo's answer is read minds.
I wish I could read his mind. Could you imagine?
Yeah, that would be cool. No. I would want to be able to teleport.
What are you thinking, Bo?
Because I would want to go to Disney World.
Oh, God.
I want to go to Paris.
Paris.
Is London.
And my little croissant.
And yes. And if there was an emergency, I could just
be right there. That's a good thought. I didn't even think about that.
Safety.
If something was going on, you could just, you know, be there. Or like if you're falling out of the airplane, like I said earlier, you could be like, oh no, I'm falling. No, I'm not.
Yeah. Exactly.
Bam, I'm on the ground. No, but look at all those. See, you can go up there, hopefully grab those people, save their lives.
But you don't have the power to stop time.
But you can teleport like boom, 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 boom. Saved you. I'm the greatest.
How long do you teleport? Is it like a slow teleport or is it like a superhero teleport?
So this is why you're here. To help me understand these things. Because I would just be like, boom, 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 boom. What if it's like, all right, it takes like 30 minutes to get to Paris. You know what I mean?
I would be okay with that.
You'd be okay with 30 minutes to Paris? I think that's yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, because if not, it'll take like
how 7 years. You went to Europe.
Yeah, but we took the...
Paris is Europe, right?
Oh my gosh, don't ask that question.
I'm serious.
Google it.
Oh, yeah, I have a... See... This is why you're here to help.
Paris is in Europe. Yes.
Oh, I'm actually Googling. I'm sorry. I have a teacher here.
Yes.
This is why you're here, sweetheart.
Glad to help.
To help me know that Paris is in Europe. Anyway, back to your Europe story.
We went from Paris to London. So we took the train. The Eurostar. I can't remember if the Eurostar was from Italy to Paris or Paris to London. Anyway, so I don't know how long it would be to fly to Paris, but I know to fly from London to New York was 7 to 9 hours, something like that.
Yeah.
So it'd be about.
Did you like Europe?
I did.
The experience of being there, just checking out everything.
Being there was really cool.
Yeah.
What I didn't like was that it was so fast-paced. Y'all, we went to so many countries. We went to Amsterdam. We stayed in Amsterdam for 3 days. That was a place that we could really enjoy. And then we went to Germany, and we were only in Germany for like 2 days.
Zimmerman.
So it was... Travel, visit, travel, visit. So we never actually got to stay anywhere for a while. I would, however, go back to London and Paris in a heartbeat. Definitely teleport there.
Oh wow! It'd
be so much fun.
What was your favorite? What was your favorite place?
London.
London.
They spoke English. They were not rude.
Jesus.
And I got to see the Buckingham Palace, which was...
Other places were, like, rude to you?
The people in Germany were rude.
What's your last name? Zimmerman. You're one of them.
Yeah, but I don't speak German.
Zimmerman. That's all you had to say.
I did like ordering the Wiener Schnitzel. Oh, God.
The Wiener Schnitzels.
You sound like Hitler. You don't even... You just... Like, when Americans...
seriously. Here's the thing. I have a question.
Wait. When Americans try and talk German, their automatic accent is Hitler.
What?
Like...
You don't know any other Germans, though, to base it off of.
Heidi Klum.
Oh, my God. Okay. Heidi Klum is on America's Got Talent.
Exactly.
She speaks better English than me.
Sure.
Like, Americans... Okay. Me, for starters.
For starters?
If anybody thinks of, you know, like you just said, Germany, their automatic thought is Hitler. That it is, we have nothing else to base it off of.
Okay.
Okay, I have a question. Here we go. This is a good one.
Okay.
I'm just going to name off countries.
Okay.
Okay. First person you think of when you think of that country.
Okay.
Okay, we'll do Germany. We'll do Germany.
Heidi Klum.
I think Hitler.
Of course.
All right. Russia.
Vladimir Putin.
Putin? Ivan Drago.
What's the guy's name in the Avengers?
The Avengers? The Russian?
The red-faced dude.
Red Skull?
Is he Russian or is he Hydra?
I mean,
is Hydra kind of like based off of Russia?
Hydra's based off of Hitler. Red Skull is supposed to be Hitler.
I thought Hydra was based off of Russia.
No, it's based off the Nazis. Because in the original Captain America comics, he fought Hitler. Like the first, like if you look at the comic number one of Captain America, it's him punching Hitler in the face.
Oh, okay. So Russia. I think Russia. Of Vladimir Putin.
Putin. I think of Ivan Drago.
Okay.
He's the bad guy in Rocky 3, 4. Never saw him. My brother's gonna fucking kill me. Rocky 4, I think. Yeah, that's what it is. Okay. Oh, God. If I get this wrong, it's going to be horrible. He's going to kill me.
Next place.
Ireland.
Me.
Why? Because you have red hair?
I have red hair and freckles.
Oh, God.
No. I don't really know any Irish people.
I'll give you one. Conor McGregor.
Okay, yeah.
That's the man. That is the myth and the legend. Conor McGregor.
Ed Sheeran, he's not.
Bo's not happy. Jesus Christ, Bo. You're just going to ruin everything, don't you?
Every time you say JC, you owe me a dollar.
Jesus Christ, Jackie.
Stop.
Jesus Christ, Jackie boy.
Oh, yeah.
Tiggy.
No, not Tiggy.
Tiggy's from Ireland. Oh, no, Chibs.
Chibs.
From Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one.
Or Jax is...
Jax is English.
Okay.
Yeah, he's actually from England.
Okay.
Well, hang on. We got to look it up. What's his name again? What's his real life
Charlie
name?
Hunnam.
Charlie Hunnam, who was supposed to be your boy in 50 Shades of Grey in the beginning.
Yes.
But they changed it to...
Jamie Dornan, Jamie Dornan's from...
England.
From over there.
Yeah, he's from Newcastle upon Tyne.
Oh, United Kingdom.
United Kingdom. What's the difference between United Kingdom and England? England's in the United Kingdom?
You need to Google that.
Oh my God, what do you teach? What is your subject?
American children.
Oh my. Oh yeah. Yeah, what is
first grade?
The history.
No, we don't teach.
You don't teach history in first grade.
No, they learn about their social studies
Is England in the United Kingdom? Let's see what this says. It starts with, yes, it is. I've learned something today. I don't really know. What is the United Kingdom?
Oh my gosh.
Great Britain, Northern Ireland, Scotland, Wales. Oh, okay. So Northern Ireland. Okay. I've learned something today.
You need to go back to high school.
I don't need to go back to high school because I work there.
Well, you need to go sit in a class.
I don't need to go sit into the class. I had a wonderful history teacher.
Who's that?
His name was Coach Nooch.
Oh, yeah.
The Nooch.
Yeah.
That's my buddy.
Yeah.
He is an amazing coach at softball.
Yeah, they did really well.
They were top five in the nation this year. They fell a little short in the... A state championship, but Jesus Christ, that was a team.
You owe me a dollar.
Oh, you and the JCs. Am I not supposed to say the JCs?
It's not. I don't like
that. Does it bug you?
Yeah, no, it doesn't bug me. It just, I don't like that.
Okay. Miss Catholic school.
Hey.
What high school you went to?
I went to Mount Carmel.
And what kind of school is that?
All girls.
Catholic high school. There you go. All right, let's go on to our next one. Let's see. If you have anything in your head, you know, think about it. Like, tell me. Would you rather control...
What?
Tell me if you have, like, a would you rather.
I've got nothing.
I had one earlier, but I completely forgot
what
it was.
Well, good thing we have a list.
Yeah. Well, would you rather control fire or water?
Water. No more hurricanes.
I don't know if that's how that works.
Why?
Well, how could you control hurricanes?
Because it's water. It's a form of water.
What, would you cool the water down so it wouldn't...
I would just blow it away.
You can't... That means you had to control the wind.
Okay, so wind's fine.
Okay.
Lightning and all that, that's cool. Thunder, it's cool.
That's not the question here. Water or fire?
Water... Because it's like rain.
It's like rain or... Okay. Jesus.
It's not like rain. Rain falls down in the form of water.
Okay.
Because water is...
Do you know how a hurricane is made?
When air...
Right, I don't know how it's... I'm just trying to see if you know, because I don't know.
It's when hot...
All I know is if there's hot water and it comes off of Africa, it blows up, makes a hurricane.
Just has to be off of Africa?
That's what... Whenever it comes to hurricane season, it comes from Africa and pushes through the Atlantic.
It's gotta be hot something.
So you would cool the water down so it wouldn't be able to build up.
I don't know how I would do it. I don't know how.
If you all, if you know how weather works, please comment on the Facebook and help us. Because I don't know how hurricanes work. If you know how hurricanes work, please help.
Well, I do know that they have an eye.
Hey, that could be one of our topics for Bare Minimum. How weather works.
I think it should just be hurricanes. Because hurricane season is starting.
We're in hurricane season.
Okay, that's
good. And it started on the 1st.
Oh, goodness.
We've already had 2 storms come through already. Yeah, we've already had like 2 storms come through. I mean, like, they've got so much water in Texas right now. Have you seen that? Mm-mm. They've got water. Like, Houston flooded last year for that.
Texas needs a break, y'all.
Well, don't come here.
Louisiana needs a break.
Leave us alone.
I'm just going to control.
Leave Brittany alone.
I'm going to control the water for y'all.
Oh, my God.
And you just don't have to worry about it.
Let's see. We'll do another one here. Okay. Would you rather relive the same day for 365 days or lose a year of your life? Any year of your life.
Lose a year, I guess.
Like, pick a day, your best day in your life. What day was that?
The best day?
Mm-hmm.
Probably when we got engaged.
Ha! I knew it.
That, or... graduating college, definitely not, because that was a rainy
day. That was scary. We had tornadoes.
Scary rainy day. That was so scary.
We had tornadoes everywhere around us for your graduation. I mean, we had hail hitting your mom's car and, oh God.
But I wouldn't want to relive that day over and over and over and over for a whole year.
A whole year.
No.
Not a leap year. A whole year. Imagine it was a leap year and you get that one day off.
I think, what is it? Erase a year?
Yeah. Lose a year of life.
Lose a year.
What year would you lose? Pick a year.
When I was a baby?
A baby? It's one of the years you don't remember?
1, 2, or 3. Okay. Not when I was 4, because that was the first time I went to Disney World.
Do you remember that?
Vaguely.
I don't know.
It's, you know, those memory thing when you see a picture.
Yeah.
And you're like, I think I remember this. And like things start coming back to you. Mm-hmm. Or when you smell a certain smell and things come back to you.
Oh yeah, definitely.
But I don't know. I know I went. I just not sure.
Okay. All right. That's cool.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. We'll do another one here. Would you rather... Oh, jeez. I'm trying to find a really good one. All right, let's do this one. Would you rather be beautiful / handsome, but be stupid, or intelligent, but ugly?
Well, I am intelligent, and I am ugly, so...
You are gorgeous.
And I'm a little stupid sometimes.
No, you're not stupid. You're just a little slow, sweetheart. But see, the parts where you're slow at, I help you. The parts that I'm slow at, you help me. We balance each other so well.
Yeah.
So what would you pick?
What kind of stupid?
Like the type of stupid where you don't know if England's in the United Kingdom.
We've been put on the spot. I think being stupid, because you can always learn.
But no, if you're stupid, you can't learn because you're stupid. That's the point.
What's the definition of stupid?
You don't know shit?
No, just Google it. Google the definition of stupid.
Oh, God. Okay, this is going to be bright.
If there's room for improvement, which there always is.
Google stupid. If I swear to God, if it shows a picture of me.
Stop swearing.
What? Okay. Let's see. I love how they write the words out.
Having stupid.
Stupid.
Okay. Having or showing a great lack of intelligence
or common sense.
Stupid person often used. Yeah. If you have, I definitely want to have common sense.
I do intelligent but ugly, be honest with you.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Definitely. There's no doubt about that.
Okay.
I mean, if you're, I could be a billionaire, but ugly as all hell. But
it's true.
You see what I'm saying? You could use your brains to do anything you want.
What kind of ugly?
Oh my God! All right, that's too much.
Physically ugly.
No, we're not gonna do that one. We're gonna move on. Let's see. What are we thinking? You don't have anything in that you're thinking of in this?
Hmm.
Oh, God. All right. Well, this is an easy one. I found one.
Okay.
Would you rather have unlimited international first class ticket or never have to pay for food ever again? I'm never paying for food again.
Never pay for food.
Look at me.
Oh, my gosh.
Are you kidding me?
I would fly and coach for the rest of my life.
I am 280 pounds of just meat and cheese. Of course I'm never paying for food again.
Yeah, I would never pay.
All
right. Yeah.
So never have to pay for food again.
All yeah, right. I would definitely. Okay. Because then.
Oh, this one. Oh, I'm sorry. Keep going.
What's something really expensive that I really like to eat? Hibachi.
Oh,
I would
God.
Never have to pay for hibachi.
What did I make today?
Ever again.
What did I make today for
like
dinner?
Like a Cajun hibachi.
I made a Cajun fried rice.
It's delicious.
Oh,
next
it's
time.
It's like a jambalaya, but on a grill.
Next time, you're making me traditional hibachi.
Do I look like some freaking...
You have a grill.
I do.
You have a hibachi grill.
I have a hibachi grill. I got one for the... our housewarming / surprise engagement party we had.
Yes, that was Jeff.
Completely surprised.
Yes.
All right, we're going to take a break from the would you rather, and I'm going to ask you a question.
Okay.
How did you feel when I did ask you?
Okay. So let backstory.
Okay.
I had no idea, completely caught off guard about our engagement, right?
She's planning this party every single day. She's freaking out about it because she thinks it's just a housewarming party.
Because in my mind, it was.
What she didn't know is I'm a liar.
Good to know now. Okay, so Joey's mom asked me to go get my nails done a couple days before the party. So I'm like, yeah, sure.
My idea.
Yeah, sure. So we go.
She didn't know it was my idea.
Let me tell a story. So we go, and then we're coming back, and I said, you know, I told Joey's mom, like, you know, I'm pretty good at figuring things out, and blah, 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 I think he might propose, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, just randomly, oh, yeah, I think he might propose.
And Joey's mom's like, no, I don't think so, why would you think that?
A couple of days before I actually proposed.
Can you let me finish? So I'm like, you know, I'm pretty good at figuring things out. She's like, no, it's not going to happen. You know, she kind of reassured me with that. I'm like, okay. So I just kind of let it go. And just kind of let that go. Well, I get home. And I don't know. Did I ask you?
Well, what was it? I think I was standing in the kitchen. Yeah, we were standing in the kitchen. We're getting ready for dinner, I think. And you go... Are you going to propose on Saturday?
No, I said, babe, is the reason why your mom asked me to go get our nails done, mm-hmm. is it because you're going to propose on Saturday? And you're like, no.
There's no way. I just bought a house. I just bought your car. There's no way in this world that I can even afford a ring right now. And I want to get you an amazing ring. There's just no way I can do it right now. And I don't want you to get your hopes up or anything at all like that.
Yeah.
So don't think that I'm proposing on Saturday. When I proposed on Saturday.
So he was like, he was very serious. And I'm like, okay, like when he's serious like that, and especially when he says, don't get your hopes up, I'm not going to get my hopes up, right? So come party time, I'm like, I cooked for the party, so I'm just trying to be a nice hostess and make sure all my guests have everything they need. And I finally sit down outside and all a bunch of people just come outside from being inside. They were hanging out inside. A bunch of people just start coming outside. I'm like, oh, well, the sun's setting. It's kind of pretty. Maybe they're just coming outside just to hang out.
But before you go on, at this point in the party, we're already about an hour, maybe two into the party where everyone's just outside. So there's half outside, half inside,
Yeah.
and we're playing games outside. I'm hanging out with my friends, my family's all there.
At this point, I think I saw Joey maybe like two times
Yeah, we
during the party.
she's been cooking, I've been talking to everybody. She's busting her ass doing this.
Yeah.
So I walk up to my brother and my mom who's standing on the back porch. We're just staring at everybody. And like I said, it's already like an hour into it. My brother Chad, he had been the one that was holding the ring for me because I couldn't have it in the house because she's ridiculously smart and she was gonna find it. So I'm standing on the back porch and I look at Chad and I look at my mom and I'm just like, screw it, let's do this. So I run inside where we had the ring hidden in his in my niece Hope's diaper bag, and I grab it and I'm like, all right. So right when we walk in, we look at everybody. He's like, everybody outside now, like let's go, game time, it's on, let's go. So everyone's outside. Chad's getting everybody outside, and I'm getting the ring. I'm not nervous at all. I've been planning this for a very long time, since we even started wanting to build the house. I've been planning this. I grab that ring instantly. It's like, oh no, here we go. Instant shakes. I'm like, oh God, I'm freaking out now already because I gotta go in front of air. I like talking to people. I like being in front of people, but all eyes are about to be on us. Like legit, all eyes.
Yeah.
And me and my dad earlier in that day had a plan that he was gonna do a fake toast, and I was gonna interrupt him. So I walk outside and I'm going standing by my friends and they all know what's going on. So they're hyping me up. They're hitting on me. They're pounding on me.
Meanwhile, I'm sitting like 3 feet away and have no clue.
Talking to her mother, and her mom is just got this grin on her face because she knows what's about to happen. So my dad finally he's like, all right, everybody, I just want to thank everybody for coming out. And I go, Dad, I'm gonna need you to stop. This is my house. And I know everybody's here, but I have a gift to give Miranda. And I walk up to her and I drop down to one knee, and instantly I go to cry. I'm the biggest baby at this point.
To be honest with you, I have no idea what you said when you were
I
on your knee.
drop down and I said, sweetheart, will you marry? And right when I said that, you yank the ring out my hand. Instantly grab it.
I'm so impatient.
Are you kidding me? Are you serious? Grabs the ring, puts it on her finger, and I'm like, so yes? And she
Yeah.
screams,
It was.
yes. And I'm crying my eyes out, and so is she. It's just one of those, it is right now the greatest day of my life. Until we actually get married and hopefully in Gatlinburg.
Yeah, definitely. Gatlinburg. Shout out.
Shout out Gatlinburg.
I love Gatlinburg, y'all. So pretty. So much fun. They have like really a lot of fun stuff to do.
Well, I think that's gonna be the our final point right there, sweetheart.
Okay.
This was really fun.
This was fun.
I can't wait to keep doing this. This is I like talking to you a lot. We
Good.
have good conversation.
We do.
And it was fun playing that game.
You need to like every now and then just Google like 20 questions to ask.
That's yeah.
That would be fun.
I need to post these questions on the Facebook whenever I
Do
do
you
post this.
remember which ones you
I
asked?
really don't, so I'm gonna have to find them. Might
You're
have
gonna
a
have
list of the
to
podcasts and but.
re-listen.
Well, all right, guys. Well, I appreciate y'all joining us today. And hopefully we can get this thing kicked off with share it with all your friends, as many as you can find. Just get it out there. Make sure people listen to it. This is just one of my dreams that I've always wanted to do since I was younger. I've wanted to be a sports caster when I was younger. Just always had the knack to talk to people and be friends with really anybody. And this is a dream that I really want to, live up to. And I can't wait to experience it with my family, my friends, and my wonderful fiance right here. Thank you for coming on with me, sweetheart.
You're welcome. And guys, just remember to always be kind and be yourself. Just be kind. This world right now is just too, I don't know, it's just different than when you're young, you're so innocent and you don't realize all the crap that's happening, the bad stuff that's happening. And as long as you're kind and as long as you just accept for it what it is and how it is. I think I'm rambling. What's my point? Just be kind, y'all. Don't talk about people behind their back. Be nice. Stay true to who you are. And your life is going to fall in place.
I love you.
And maybe sometimes I just feel like I'm too nice, but I also can be like a B word sometimes because
she a gangster. She's a gangster.
Because I'm spoiled. I'm an only child spoiled. So I like to have my way. Just be kind.
All right, sweetie. Well, this was the first ever Bare Minimum podcast with me, Nugget, and my wonderful lady, my fiance, soon to be Mrs. Nugget. I appreciate y'all joining us, and we'll be back with another episode soon. Like I said, this was the Bare Minimum podcast.
Bye.